Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Listening today, you know, these are the kind of shows as a Philly sports fan and as a talk show host you don't want to have. You know, you want it to be all sunshine and roses, to use a Rocky term. I think when he was giving his son the speech in like Rocky 37. But you have these moments. Let me say this for the record. If the Phillies win the World Series this year, which they still could, I will never admit to anything I said over the last 3 hours and 38 minutes.
Right. Oh, I will. Yeah.
I didn't mean any of it.
Strike it all.
I didn't mean any of it.
I mean it all.
Right. It didn't happen, and it won't be saved anywhere in the system.
No.
Look, they can still do it, but they got to pull their heads out of their hiney. Seltzer, we have in the past, I think, three or four times done the snap out of it thing.
And thinking tomorrow we do a little snap out of it?
I'm asking. Maybe. It's worked all but one time.
So you skipped right to the grief stage. I'm still in the anger stage.
Yeah, I understand.
I mean, there's different stages. I do anger, and as Rube knows, a little bit longer than most people.
You do.
But,
it's
you know,
okay.
And I believe in
That's
it.
That's what
I believe,
makes you Rhea.
I believe it's healthy. I believe it's very healthy.
I get it. So, John, we did the snap out of it thing a couple times, and I know it's worked at least twice. If not three times. The only time it didn't work was
effective. Yeah, two.
Yeah, Carson, it didn't work. So here, so snap out of it if you don't know.
Break it out.
Carson
Wentz is horrible.
Yeah, but he didn't snap out for us here
in Minnesota. And I think they might start to like him. They're doing these little vignettes during the games.
He stinks. So Ruben, we did snap out of it for Foles entering the playoffs.
Nice,
and it worked.
Right.
We did snap out of it for the 2022 Phillies on June 1st when they were 21-29, and then they started winning and ultimately got to the World Series.
That was almost immediate.
That was amazing. It was.
And it really did change the season.
I think it's two for three. James, am I missing one?
No, just the three, because we use it sparingly.
What's
that's
the
point.
Can we do it tomorrow?
I think we, I mean,
don't you
I think
have
we
to?
Consider it.
Do I wear the uniform tomorrow?
Oh,
put the uni on.
Oh, man.
But get your socks
pulling
right.
Pulling out all the stops.
Wow. That's a really good question.
I'm not really scheduled to be home the rest of the day. I'm going here to my mom's and Amy's. And so that causes a...
That sounds like an excuse to me.
Hold on. When...
Excuse maker?
When this team had...
Do you really want it, Joe?
Right.
I do.
Do you want it?
No. Look, he was about to say, but. I do, but what?
Yeah. But I'm not supposed to be at my apartment the whole rest of the day. How am I going to get the uniform?
Go right now. You're not that far from it.
Yeah, I got a meeting at 10 o'clock. I'm representing our union against the company in a negotiation, trying to get the producers.
Thank you.
Trying to get the producers paid.
Thank
trying
you.
To get the producers paid more money.
It's I appreciate
the,
that.
Look at you. You're a hero.
It's the basic, basic argument.
Thank you.
Can we please pay our producers more money?
I totally agree with this. Right. Thank you. Well done.
Thank you. So I got that. Then I got a doctor's appointment with my mom. Then I'm over near Amy's and then bang over to Amy. So I, you know. Ruben, you want to run
over by my house,
my apartment, and get the uniform?
You want me to go get your uni? I'll go get your uni. I got all day long. I got nothing going on.
All right, let's get James. Rhea's looking for your attention. She's got something for you over there. In the meantime, I want to get to this.
Messages are being exchanged.
Sometimes they see something online.
I can't.
And
we stuff go back and going on.
Check, they're doing
check things out. You know, make sure if it's real. What's going
they're
on?
They're keeping it real.
All right. Well, here I'll just tell you
what
it is.
Got, Rhea.
So basically, Pro Football Talk has just said that Landon Dickerson could miss multiple games.
Yeah.
With an ankle injury.
Doesn't surprise.
Yeah. Yep.
Looked like a multiple game injury.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see. You could probably use rest, period.
Yeah. Oh, yep. It's Jeff McClain. I'm sorry. Let me make sure I get the right credit. They took it from Jeff McClain.
Not helpful.
Does not surprise me at all. Let's listen to Bryce Harper. The Phillies, since they went up 2-0 against Arizona in 23, have been a bad baseball team in the playoffs since then. Very bad. Bryce knows that. He's been a part of that. Here's Bryce after the game last night on the tremendous downturn. Since a big surge in 22 and part of 23 with good playoff baseball, it's been lame-o for a bunch of games now. Here's what he said.
Bryce, you guys have had some really good seasons as a core. Showed a lot of fight tonight. I guess, what do you make, though, of that over the past three seasons, it's now 9 losses in the last 11 playoff games and 5 out of 6 here. What do you make of that?
Yeah, just got to flip the script. Obviously, like you said, it's been tough. So just got to flip the script and understand. Like I said, we're a really good baseball team. And, you know, it's, like I said, 1-3. So just got to keep going.
Okay, it's fine. It's a fine answer. He doesn't have to do a deep dive on every element of it. It's fine. He's looking to move to game 3, and he should.
Lost 9 out of 11.
I know, Ruben.
That doesn't sound very good.
I know.
It's kind of stinky.
Well, it's really stinky. And part of my point, though, when they were riding high was they weren't really that good. And I remember saying it back then. Because if you remember, they essentially did the opposite in the beginning. What are you laughing at, Ruben? Ruben and John have some... What's going on here?
I don't know. John's reacting to my reaction, I guess.
Oh, I think I know what's going on.
You do?
I just heard you use the word stinky. I'm guessing there's some kind of odor in the air, which I don't smell, but I'm noticing.
No.
You two are acting like 10-year-olds.
No. No tooting going on.
Yeah, something's going on in this
room.
What
are you talking about?
Something's going on. Yeah, something's going on. James, I don't know what it is.
I have no idea. I don't know.
I'm listening.
I'll take humor. I need a little humor today. Let's get to Ben right now. Ben, good morning.
Hey, guys. Good morning. You know it's a rough day when the hammer takes the sign down from behind you. I had a couple questions, though, mainly on the Phils. Talking about the inner squad game last week, Hammer, I know you said we should have played 3.
Yep.
Do you know if we hit well during the inner squad game last week?
I didn't go to it. I was there. What did you notice, James?
Not particularly. Harper homered. But outside of that, the pitchers were the more, winning side, so to speak.
Just typical, though.
And by the way, what is going on here, not in some of the other series, here is very typical playoff baseball. Great pitchers, low-scoring games, small margin of error, one way or the other decides the game. Right, Ruben?
Because of these with all due respect to the Toronto Blue Jays and the Brewers, I still think that overall these are the two better teams in baseball.
Well,
I really believe that.
I do, too. I mean, maybe the Brewers need to be given that nod also.
Yeah, because they're swinging it.
Look, if I was a Brewers fan, I'd be ticked to hear a Phillies fan
of
say
course.
My team might be better. But
of course.
You know, but I can't believe.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
If it's going to be the Brewers and the Dodgers, who are we going to root for?
Brewers, obviously.
I guess, but
of
I mean,
course. I mean neither. Why not? Yes. I mean,
it's not
the Dodgers.
We're not to that point
yet.
We're not at that point yet. Anyway, Ben, go ahead,
thinking
man.
Thinking of rooting.
Sure, yeah.
I'm not rooting for either one of them.
Just a couple other things. If Alvarado, I know we brought up the whole point, kind of Alvarado caused some of this fall off. If he wasn't suspended, do you think we would have gotten Duran?
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes.
Not sure.
Yeah, because he's not a lockdown closer. I mean, you got an opportunity to get Duran in and not give up one of your three best prospects. That's pretty amazing.
Especially with 2 more years.
At the time, I was convinced we would not have been looking with the same earnestness.
I agree with both of you. I think Ruben's right. It probably would have happened, but I agree with John. The,
I think the fact that Duran's here for 2 more years is why it probably would have happened.
Big part
if it were a rental guy, I think it wouldn't have.
And also, Ben, and here's the sad reality. Last night might have been the last games ever played at Citizens Bank Park by Kyle Schwarber, Ranger, and JT. Now, I don't think they're going to lose all three.
Truth.
And Bader. I don't think they're going to lose all four, but my point is this. Part of the go get Duran thing is I've got this window, and while I think it will continue, it may not be as good. Instead of winning 96 next year, you might win 89. Guys, we don't know if Zach Wheeler's going to pitch. I mean, we really don't. We don't know if Ranger's back.
Fascinated by what's going to happen after the season. Fascinated by the whole.
Trade everybody, Ruben.
Trade them all.
Except Bader.
Don't trade them all.
Trade everyone
all.
Except Bader. Keep all the pitchers and trade everybody else.
I should have traded them all.
Trade them all.
Bader is it.
All right, let's get to the Twitter poll questions brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Now in stock at Armin Chevrolet, the stylish and safety-packed 2026 Equinox. It has arrived. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. All right, what's the poll question here? What am I looking for? I'm looking for Seltzer's text.
Who do you
text.
Blame most?
Yeah, who do you blame the most from last night? Four choices. A, the hitters, 1-3, Trey, Schwarber, Harper. B, Kirkring. C, Trey and JT's defense on the key sequence when that Dodger scored the first run, and D, Rob Thompson. John, what won the poll?
D.
A. Hitters 1-3, those three dudes. Yeah.
And that should win
and
the
that's
poll.
That should win the poll.
I'm annoyed with Topper, but I think of the two, that
I
should
agree.
Win.
73% say them, 24% say Topper, 2% say Trey and JT's defense. I'll tell you, though, if Trey throws that on point.
It is so, man.
They could get out of that inning totally.
You got Kepler out there, extra base hits both games. You got our top three guys with not but single here, single there.
Yeah.
You've got, I don't know, you got Bader. He's got one chance. He's got bandages under his, you know, uniform.
Buttocks.
Got one chance, and he makes contact, gets that ball out there where they ain't. Why can't the guys we pay all this money do that?
Okay.
Why? Why, Ruben?
I don't know.
Can I ask a question?
Let's get rid of him.
It's probably not going to come.
So let's get rid of him.
James, let me ask a quick question.
I don't
want to get
the
answer.
Baseball's hard.
James, is there any thought to telling the league we're shutting down Bader and adding a different player?
Yeah.
So you don't have to lose two players every time he plays?
If you can only pinch hit, I think that's probably the right move. Yeah. If you think he's not going to be able to play the field for the rest of the series, I think you almost have to do it.
Because it costs you two players every time he plays. Who he replaced and someone replacing him. I don't know that his one at bat is worth two players.
Right.
I'm serious. All right, let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
His name is becoming a verb for me.
And what's the
verb? I know that I'm Bader. I know that I'm overvaluing Bader.
Yeah, you
are. I'm saying he's going to Bader it, and he's going to be Bader-y and do Bader things. But I don't know. I love the attitude, and I know that I'm overvaluing the attitude, and he's probably not anywhere close to as good.
He's been great for us.
All right, let's get to Time's Yours. We got a lot of people looking to get their voice on here. Time's Yours brought to us by Xfinity, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Sports Lounge, your home field advantage from Xfinity. Watch all your favorite teams all in one place. Xfinity, imagine that. I can only imagine, but don't need to imagine anymore. How long, how much people weighed in on Time's Yours? Let's crank it up.
I've been watching baseball for really a long time. I don't think I've ever been more upset over a loss than tonight's game. The manager grabbed defeat out of the grasp of victory. You got three shots in a single. Three shots. You got a left-handed batter. You got his bunting. Are you kidding me? You got him bunting. So you're saying he can't hit a ground ball to first. He can't hit a ground ball to second. He can't hit a fly ball to right field. I'm going to bunt him. The Dodgers are on the road. All the momentum in your favor, and you give them an out. You know what? I'd have Bruce Bochy on speed dial right now.
It could happen. It sure could.
I like Bruce Bochy a lot.
2022, we pull Wheeler in the World Series. 2023, we pull Sanchez in the third. We continue to use Kimbrel. And then this disastrous postseason. All I hear is how great of a manager Rob Thompson is. A genuine question, how many postseasons does one manager blow until they're no longer a great manager? Go get me Bruce Bochy. Time's yours.
Wow, two in a row. Okay.
Thompson! Boom! Turner! Boom! Harper! Boom! Schwarber! Boom! It's the Philadelphia Phillies! It's the Phillies! God!
Yeah, that guy's really fired up. All right.
We're done with Bedlam at the bank. Top three have now made it bedtime at the bank. And unlike Rob Thompson, I don't trust them to wake up. Time's yours.
Well, we all like them, but, man, some of these decisions are whoppers.
This isn't Red October. This is Dead October. Are you freaking kidding me? How do the bats go this cold? How do the bats go this cold? Have they never been up against pitchers of this caliber before? I don't understand. This is ridiculous. My heart is very heavy right now. Time's yours.
All right. And with that, we shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
All right. Joe and Hugh at the top of the hour. We each got about 10 seconds here. Rhea, 10 seconds. Your thoughts on what was or what could be game three? Go ahead.
I don't have very poor feelings about game three, especially with Aaron Nola starting, but I sense that this team is lifeless.
James?
I'm just sad. You know, we have multiple callers today say they blame themselves for buying back in, and I'm in that boat. I don't blame myself. That's sports fans. That's what we do. But that's the pain you feel, and that's the risk you take, and we're feeling it.
Ruben?
I just hope they don't have the tight tookuses that they had here.
Yeah.
And they do it, and they just go play in L.A. and just, you know, just let it fly. Just
they
go
don't
play.
Have tight tookuses.
They got nothing to lose, right, guys?
Exactly. This team felt reluctant to play good baseball here. Let's hope they're no longer reluctant on the West Coast. And I thought for sure that we'd bounce back because that's what good teams do. I'm all but certain we are not as good as I hoped.
So I'm vacillating back and forth with big doses of both sad and anger. And I'll unpack all that if they do lose this thing in a couple days. I don't think it's over. I do think they have a shot, but they're in deep trouble, and I think they're making the chances of coming back dramatically harder by pitching Nola. I think it's a dead-on mistake. All right, Joe and Hugh, they will carry you for the next 4 hours, and Spike, Lake, and Jack. We appreciate all the callers. These days stink, but we appreciate you being with us, whether you called or listened. Thank you. Have a wonderful rest of the day as best you can. Joe and Hugh, they're up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.